level 8, where you have 10 modules consisting of the module that I've just referred to earlier, but also the following modules. The second one being housing, the macroeconomy and housing finance, sustainable cities, working to informal settlements, mobility, movement and planning, raising issues around planning, but also is important for the portfolio committee members is public participation and community engagement. Because strategic thinking and governance will be important as well, and political management of human settlements is also critical. Program, the portfolio committee members spoke about program and project management. We included that in the qualification. We also included advanced leadership. And we spoke about humane settlements development, which talked to decent work, living conditions, and housing, as well as advanced monitoring and evaluation, which is also an area that the committee was interested in. Now, what is important for the committee is where are we? Now, we had invited the university for this session, but unfortunately they couldn't attend. But as the chair has pointed out, at any time this week they can be available if we can provide them with dates. But Stellenbosch and Cape Town University have designed the program. The DG has now approved a memo that allows us to collaborate with the universities. Now, we then have an MOA, Memorandum of Agreement, which we send to the university to make inputs, and our legal, they then send the Memorandum of Agreement back with their inputs, and our legal unit is refining the MOA. So that's where we are in terms of the program that the portfolio committee needs to go or has requested. Now, when exactly shall the program start? The university said they will be ready in July, beginning of July. That also assists the department in terms of concluding the memorandum of agreement with the university, as well as whatever other processes that need to be concluded in ensuring that we do come up with a collaboration agreement. So yes, that's it from me. But I then thought I should give this opportunity because, you know, these opportunities are not often there to make a two or three announcements, Jefferson, if you allow me. When we started talking to the committee, we said we always want to talk to the committee about professionalizing the human settlement sector. And it becomes important, therefore, for us to keep updating the committee on where we are, what we are doing. In May, we are going to be launching a degree, a human settlements degree, at Fort Hare University. As I pointed out earlier, a human settlements research chair announcement was made last week with at the Mangosuthu University of Technology. In 2016, at the beginning of 2016, UNISA will start offering a human settlements degree. This is very key for us because this is the qualification that will fast track professionalization, because UNISA can be accessed by all instances from wherever you are. So UNISA becomes very important for us. We also have a citizenship program. We work with a couple of CETAs in terms of funding. The local government CETA is one of our key partners. They have provided us, or we have facilitated through them, scholarships and bursaries for all the students at Fort Hare University. There are 50 university students that have started this year on that degree. All our Nelson Mandela University students are being offered a bursary by us as well as the LGC. The LGC is working with us on KZN University student bursaries. They are offering 110 bursaries for the students at UKZN. And we also have artisanship programs. And there we work with the construction sector as well as the EW sector, energy and water. And energy and water is helping us. They've given us 30 million rand to roll out an artisanship program at SIT in KZN, SIT FET College. And we have also contracted the NMMU to assist us with 120 artisans, and we are funded for that by the construction sector. Honorable committee members, that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. McLean. At least we appreciate the progress because it also now explains from the members what the delay was all about. Because remember, at some point, for us, we were not Democrats. As if we say we want to study, we expect that must be done like yesterday. So you, now your explanation explains clearly that when the university came back, it came back with a course, not a full diploma or anything, because then they had, it had to be reworked. Nobody had a process. That has been done. The department has get on board, agree, because the funding is mainly coming from them. That has been done. All now is in place. The course is starting in July. All systems go. The only thing that is left is the fact that the professors are not here, so that now they start to talk to you in the language of professors, in terms of language of technocrats. So that by the time July starts, you're starting to understand that language. So, thank you very much. I think this is a very appreciated briefing. I'm going to just open up for questions, but maybe when honorable members comment, they can probably indicate as well, so that the department can know when to start interacting with professors, which day would be best for them to come and interact with us. Bearing in mind that this week in APIS is a training week. Bearing in mind that this week in any case is a training week and interacting with professors is part of training. Okay. So can we then comment? I saw another Nagachabashi's hand was up. Maybe I might just start with her. I know that the others don't really want to. You know that they just want to go to class and start studying. They don't really want to comment much on this thing. Yeah.
No, thanks, Chair. Let me start by appreciating the presentation and saying that I'm aware that at least the Chair and myself will be away until the July 12th, July 12th. And I was just checking which is school vacation, university vacation. I have been to Vulilin, July the 12th. So we're out. It is only available and we go say in 14 July. And the second thing is that if we agree, all of us as members of this portfolio committee, that we will attend our training tomorrow. I'm not sure others whether they do have a portfolio committee tomorrow to attend. Then we can propose that the professor, as long as we don't say the professor tomorrow, but we say this day. If in the morning this we see the professors and if I think this week I'm not sitting in problems for me, so we meet with the professors on this day morning. Thanks, Chair.
Maybe conclude honorable member, I got probably proposed the time as well for the thing.
This day, I'm a bus at 8, your city has got 9 to be a bus. Or ten. I'm a member of this 10.
Okay, thank you very much. The proposal that says seeing that the professors are not here, can we meet the professors on Thursday at 10 o'clock? That's the proposal. Honorable Trust.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, there was a stakeholder from Honorable Tisa that there is a training that started on Thursday. From hours 8 to 7 hours, 7 to 5 o'clock.
Okay. I thought, Honorable Tolle, the training has started today, from our understanding. But it's running the whole week, so that those that are on committees today go tomorrow. Those that don't have committees today, tomorrow go, you know, so that it's the same thing that normally takes place as part of sending a part of the budget. So the proposal is, if we can go to the training tomorrow, so this was the proposal. If we can go to the training tomorrow as the portfolio committee, then we can meet the professors on Thursday again, because we would have done the training on Wednesday, because our committee slept on Thursday. That was the proposal. I thought I must just put the proposal in full, but I hear you just took part of the proposal. The full proposal is that training tomorrow, the whole day, as an honorable deputy has proposed, 8 to 13 hours, tomorrow you just there with an honorable deputy's training. Then on Thursday, you meet the professors. This is one training week, and then at 10, and then honorable members then can see what they do with their week afterwards. Having done their work this week, committee meeting on Tuesday, training on Wednesday, professors on Thursday, training. That's the proposal. Any other? Honorable Mr. Okay. Yavuma, honorable members.
Yeah, no, Yavuma, sir. The professor is in. He gave us a two-page document. That is nice. But the presentation, the document there is more nice. What do you want? What do you do? Yeah, there's nobody one, but you see, it's in a nice format. So that one is more attractive.
That one was your briefing note, but the presentation is here. So I think we'll give you the presentation. It will be circulated. Yes, you will get that presentation. Can we agree that there's nothing much that we need to debate here? All of us, we need to be empowered. We're looking forward. We are very energized, Mr. McGreen and Mr. Stefo Mengo. We are ready for this, and we want to give you a promise that we are not going to waste the department money. We're going to study and come with distinction there. We promise you. We are. But the understanding that we have is that obviously we are going to be joined by the officials from the department as well. Some of them are going to be studying so that the class is bigger. The issue of the class in July, which Honorable Kamasha has raised, will be studied on the site. Don't worry about it. We will talk about it. Yeah. Thank you very much. Kuningena order nje bona re tobi pam anina order le kande zwa kanwa pa le tingi okay I'm sure Mr. Lamin is going to forward it. By the time the professors are here, you will have it. Yeah, that is promise. It's a commitment you are making. Thank you very much. Any other? The venue of the meeting for Thursday will be confirmed, because remember then, we still have to confirm with the professors, Mr. Lamin, and as soon as they confirm, you communicate with Ms. Basia here on my right. This is Ms. Basia. On my right, and then she will communicate with us tomorrow, because we will be here tomorrow at training. So we will, can we agree on that? That process is used now. Okay. Thank you. Any other thing? Agreed. Mr. McLean. Thank you. He doesn't attend portfolio committee meetings often, so when he is here, he wants to utilize that time, you know. Unlike Mr. Neville Cheney and others, he wants to run away, because they are being rude every day. But he really is looking forward to this interaction. Mr. McLean. Yes. Mr. McLean.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. All I wanted to say was the attendance of the sessions or classes is determined by the portfolio committee. As long as there is an understanding that for a week, in a month, the portfolio committee will make itself available, but that remains and the timing will predominantly be determined by the availability of the portfolio committee.
This is a school that is fully in our hands. We decide when we are ready to attend. Yes, we have a promise. Yes. The empowerment day. So as long as in a month there is a week that is suitable to attend, we look at our program and see which week is for us to attend. Long live to Mr. McLean and professors. thank you very much. Is there anything else that you want to raise? In absence of any other thing, that finishes the briefing. The meeting is...